All right, everybody, today we've got a fun one. This is a Chase GL7 Helium 7 refrigerator. So what this does is it uses two isotopes of helium, helium-4, the most common isotope, as in something called a sorption cooler. It's like a swamp cooler for helium gas. That gets us down from about 4 Kelvin to about 1 Kelvin, and then it's got a helium-3 sorption cooler that's uses a rare isotope of helium that comes from the center of a hydrogen bomb. The tritium decays into helium-3. They scoop it out and give it to us to do science with. So today we're gonna take this helium-7 fridge, we're gonna open it, make sure everything looks good, then we're gonna go into the mech instrument, we're gonna take out the mech stage, and then we're gonna try to get all of this stuff, try to get the fridge integrated. The fridge is gonna cool the parametric amplifiers that we need to get the highest performance out of mech. So let's get started.
All right, it's already open.
All right, we got a box in a box. All right, unpacking instructions.
Okay. Step one, lift off any foam. The shipping brace is a tight fit inside the box. Hold the steel uprights of the shipping brace to lift the unit out of the box. You may need help from a second person. Good. All right.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, I think we should move over to the the table now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just taking a look at the.
It's cute. Look at it.
Yeah, it's got. So you can see this big pot's probably helium-4. This small one's probably helium-3. This is the helium-3 cold head. Helium-4.
They're referred to as the 3-head and 4-head by Chase.
The 3-head and the 4-head.
Yes.
Huh? Nice. All right, so this is all. We gotta be just real careful of all this little capillary stuff, but the rest should go together without too much trouble.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so here we have the guts of mech. This whole stage is at 4 Kelvin, except for there's some internal connections right here that bring the cold down. So what we need to do is undo these wires, these flax cables. So we'll have to open this, get in there, and start disconnecting things.
Okay. Peeling it off. Oh, yep. There's glue residue. There we go.
Does that come off?
Yeah, it does. All right.
All right. Yeah. So this basically, we can unscrew, I think, these screws right here. And then this whole thing will just pop out.
The flathead screws?
Or yeah, the flatheads.
Okay.
We actually probably should take, before we do that, we should take off this, the thermometry wire. We can break it right here, actually. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
And then we just need to take this tape off and we'll be right good to go. Okay. Now, when these, the flax cable is gonna have these 10 tiny bullet connectors in it. So we gotta be real careful when it comes down. All right, it's the next day. We had to get a couple parts fixed up, but we're ready to get going. So what we're gonna do is first attach these fiberglass supports to the base plate here. I just put these screws in. So now I'm gonna just attach these two posts, and then I'm gonna do a similar thing with the other side using these set screws. So we're gonna just use these as studs. Okay. All right, so now we have our four fiberglass supports on here. So this is gonna go into the fridge like this. And then this Chase GL7 is gonna hang from these. These supports will go here, and these supports will go on this side, and hopefully we'll be able to hang it. So next, putting this on the fridge. Okay, so this should attach right up here.
Watch this wire.
Yep.
All
All right. So that's not going anywhere.
That's stable.
Okay. So now we need to put in the long supports. So let's start with this one. All right. So I'm going to screw this post in there, nice and tight. Okay. So now we have a post. That screw is not going to really do anything. All right. So now I'll put this guy in. Now, if we did this right, these will be at the same level. That's if the CAD drawings are correct.
I hope so.
We'll check it. All right. Looks pretty good. Okay, so now we need one more, the copper. Now we need the one more copper one. We don't have a 440 set screw, so we're just gonna have to cut it off. All right, sometimes your set screw is too long and you need to cut it down, so let's do it. You gotta clean up the edges so the threads still work, but that should do it. It's also probably really hot, so we won't touch it for a minute. All right, there we go. Now I'll see if it threads into the parts. All right, let's see if we can screw in the end we cut into here. Yeah, the problem here is that you can disrupt the threading. But
what's the best way to cut a screw without disrupting the threading?
Yeah, you kind of use the, I like using the abrasive cutoff wheel and then just hitting, so that worked. And then once you have the abrasive cutoff wheel done, you can then just go and kind of take it on a belt sander and kind of curve the point, and then it basically should just work. All right, so hopefully this will just go on.
Looks like it works.
Yeah.
I just hope these are level.
They are supposed to be. Let's check. What are we going to use to check?
You can take one of the shields. They're flat. Removed from the box. Step two, we're going to take the screws off. So this is upside down compared to how we're going to use it, but we need to take this top portion off. Okay. Remove the bolts that secure the top plate to the struts.
So we've been told that this is extremely dangerous. This thing is under a lot of pressure and these are very thin tubes. So we're gonna have to be real careful and we're gonna keep our faces away from this and wear safety glasses in case it does explode. The main thing we really have to be careful of is not really putting any pressure on these small capillary tubes. I hope not.
In the safety manual, they were clear that there were no major safety concerns. But
let's be careful anyway.
Okay.
All right.
That's removed. Now we can remove the top plate, which is part of the shipping brace.
Great.
All right. Store that for later. Remove the aluminum head support block.
The finish you get on gold plating depends a lot on the copper plate before you start and the exact type of gold plating they use. So depending on what's underneath, sometimes they use a nickel flash.
All right, unscrew the bolts underneath the main plate. These bolts.
Because that other bolt we've been using is English, so.
Yeah.
We might have just gotten close to M2.5 or something. This probably is all metric because it was made in the UK.
I would say so.
Great.
Okay, plastic off. All right.
So it looks like then we just take out these four bolts.
That's
and then the whole thing's free.
Ready to install, exactly. So that's gonna lift off of here.
Okay, so let's get ready for everything we need for the install before we do it.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna be extra careful and we're gonna use this twine to hold the fridge up. That way, if we screw up and something falls, it won't destroy the whole fridge. Okay, so these posts are free.
Well, I guess, or explode and blind us.
Let's avoid that too, I think.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so go ahead and take out the shipping, the final supports.
The supports, okay.
Mm-hmm.
right, okay. So you're free from the shipping frame. All right, let me watch my fingers. Fingers good.
All right, I'm gonna just... use my Boy Scout skills. Nice square knot here.
It's a great safety.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so we're gonna rotate 180 degrees. I can help with that.
Oh, okay. There we go with that.
And then it's gonna go, let's see. These go closest to another 190 degrees.
Like this?
Yep, like that.
Okay.
Okay. And then raise it up. So all this right. should go through here. Move it a little over to right there.
Sorry, I don't want my fingers in the way.
Okay, one.
I'm afraid to let go of it.
All right, well, that's why we have the safety. You can let go. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Fridge is in.
The fridge is installed. Now, the way it'll work in the actual, with the mech array is this, we don't need to reinstall this right now, but the suspension should screw directly to the bottom here.
Yep.
Oh, wait, the lengths are wrong. Yeah, we might just have to redesign this.
Okay.
The fact that this is not...
Didn't we do a CAD to include
this? We definitely did.
Okay, maybe we could look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking these might be easier.
The main thing is that matters is that the mech plate is in the right place for the windows. The height here doesn't matter much. What matters is mech. So we'll just go back to the CAD model and verify. But overall, that's the installation, I think.
It looks okay.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. We will... get ready on the next one. We will figure out how to do our plate here. And then Nikki's got a really complicated job, which is getting all the wiring done from, you can see right here is the connector, 24-pin connector. We're gonna have a loom cable. It's gonna bring the signals out and attach it to the Lakeshore 350. But there we go. All right, see you next time.